Let's talk a little bit more about what Marvin Bush had happened. Let's just say there were some interesting, people lurking around the top stories of those towers the week prior.
Well, there were some, a rather substantial number of Israeli art students who were in the towers, high I guess they must have been in both towers. This is very, very interesting that you ask this, because I recently had two guests on my radio show, Phil and Larry, who have photographs showing that it looked to them as though the building was being dismantled. They gave a list of the staggering contents that should have been there, like 347,000 toilets or urinals, that kind of thing. And none of which was found at Ground Zero. And their suggestion is that actually the building was being prepped well in advance and had been largely evacuated of the kinds of contents that could be stripped out of the building. And what's most interesting about the photographs is you see some photographs of some of these so-called art students who were engaged in performance art. They established a balcony on the outside perimeter of the building, for example, and went out to I don't know, they were nude as a part of their performance art. And there it's suggesting that it might have had something to do with, the planning for the demolition of the buildings. It's very peculiar, very, very peculiar.